Seasons of Hope, written by Sarah Phillips, read by Liz Canoy. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. It's the time of year when nature inspires a sense of awe in us. As leaves die, they give forth one final burst of color, brighter than the paint on an artist's palette. The sky takes on an unusually crisp blueness, and the sun's low golden rays cast whimsical shadows. We feel energized as autumn breezes stir up the color around us and chase away the dense summer air. For me, autumn has always been a second spring, a playful time promising us that life, although soon to be hidden in the dead of winter, will only be invisible for a short while. When the days are gray, cold, and hard, I remember that only a few short weeks ago, the world was light and lively, and in only a few weeks more, color will return. As the author of Ecclesiastes reminds us, God designed life to run in cycles or seasons. Yet how often do we approach this life with expectations of perpetual summer, only to struggle with anxiety and disappointment when winter inevitably interrupts? I know I am guilty of this. I spent time with my twin sister over this beautiful fall weekend, and in the course of conversation, she revealed to me how approaching life as a series of seasons gives her perspective as a young wife and mom. I've seen couples apply much pressure to their family life, expecting every week to live to the standard of the last, just as happy or productive, just as evenly placed. I think it takes a lot of burden off when you accept that this week will not necessarily look like the last week, and that some seasons of life will be better than others. Knowing there is a natural rhythm, a time to weep and a time to laugh, gives us permission to let go of perfectionist expectations of our lives. It lightens our burdens by giving us hope for the future in the midst of trial and prepares us for times of struggle, until the day comes when there will be no more winter and no more tears. Intersecting faith and life. Are you currently experiencing a scorching summer or a frigid winter? How can you embrace this time as a fruitful season, even if it's not your ideal? Are you reveling in a season of joy right now? Give thanks to God for His outpouring of blessings, knowing all goodness comes from His extravagant love. For further reading, please check out Psalm 30:4-5 and Revelation 21:1-4.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.